AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. China's foreign ministry says it will take firm action to safeguard its sovereignty and security interests. That's its response to President Biden's statement that the U.S. would step in should China try to invade Taiwan.
We remain committed to supporting the peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits and ensuring that there's no unilateral change of the status quo.
In Tokyo, Biden also said he doubted China would try to invade, but the commitment to protect the island is even stronger after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden also signed a new trade deal with Indo-Pacific nations as a way to offset China's growing economic power in the region. U.S. Marine veteran Trevor Reed, held in Russia for 3 years, was swapped for a Russian drug trafficker in a prisoner exchange between Washington and Moscow. He talks with CNN's Jake Tapper about his time in detention in Russia.
Everyone who works for that government has absolutely no empathy for other humans. They're completely desensitized to that. That government is really sincerely evil at all levels, from the top to the bottom, and there is absolutely no reason why any Americans should travel to Russia.
A veteran diplomat quits.
Today I resigned from my position.
Longtime diplomat Boris Bondarov quit his job with the Russian mission at the UN office in Geneva. In a phone interview with the AP, he says he was rebuffed when he suggested diplomacy to end the bloodshed.
The response was everything is going according to plan. It's all right. And the government and the president knows what they're doing.
Bondarov says what the Russian government is doing is intolerable, adding he will likely stay in Geneva since going back home isn't a great option.
I think if I have to go back to Russia, then the prospects may be not very, very pleasant.
This is AP News. Another step towards vaccinating the nation's youngest.
Preliminary data Pfizer will give federal regulators suggests the three-shot series is 80% effective in preventing symptomatic COVID-19, though that's based on limited numbers of cases. Still, Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health's Dr. William Moss says it's a good start.
All of this is very positive for those parents who are looking forward to having a vaccine for their younger children.
The FDA next month will take up applications from both Pfizer and Moderna to start shots for some 18 million kids under 5, the only age group in the U.S. not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccines. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says mandatory water restrictions are coming unless people dramatically cut their water use amid an historic drought. First 3 months of this year were the driest in 100 years. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.